Okay, so NVIDIA just quietly shipped a thing that actually matters. Local AI on RTX cards is now both faster and easier to set up.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking 50% token throughput boost on QN 27 billion, just from kernel optimizations with Llama.cpp. The real move, though? One-click agent setup. Perplexity Portable Computer, Hermes, OpenClaw, all of them landing on RTX with 24 gigs or more.
The optimization side is solid. Speculative decoding, prefill acceleration, new XQA kernels in Flash Infer. That's collaborative work with the open source communities, which is a different vibe than NVIDIA usually ships. But here's what I actually care about. Is the one-click thing real, or is it marketing?
No, it's real. Hermes detects your GPU, picks a model that fits, runs it through Llama.cpp with the optimizations already baked in. No manual model downloads, no tuning. You click, it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's the actual product win here. Because the optimization gains are nice, sure, but they only matter if someone can actually run the thing. And for years, local AI meant download the model, figure out which flags to use, pray it fits in VRAM. Now it's a checkbox.
Right. The kernel work is table stakes. You need the speed bump to make local viable at all. But you're saying the real adoption unlock is removing the setup tax.
Exactly. And the 24 gig floor is important. That's not data center hardware. That's an RTX 5090, an RTX 6000, even some of the older RTX 4090s people already own. The addressable market is suddenly people with a decent gaming GPU instead of teams with an on-prem cluster.
The benchmarks are interesting. They're not uniform. RTX 5090 gets 50% on Qwen 27B, 90% on 35B. DGX Spark gets 1.4 times on 27 billion in VLLM. The gains are workload specific.
Right.
That suggests the optimization is tuned to particular model shapes and inference patterns, not a universal win across everything. Which is fine. It's honest. But it means you can't just assume your workload gets the 1.9 times headline number.
Fair. But the hybrid story is what actually sells this. Perplexity Portable Computer runs locally, keeps your data on device, and when you need frontier reasoning, when you need to escalate to Claude or Gemini or whatever, you ask permission first. You're not bleeding sensitive stuff to the cloud by default.
That's a real use case. Teams with proprietary data, research workflows, anything that can't live in a cloud API. Local first with cloud escalation on demand.
And Hermes is the one that gets me. It's built to run all day on local systems, maintaining context across tasks, remembering stuff between sessions, building reusable skills over time. That's not just inference, that's a multi-session agent that improves as you use it.
Okay, I see it. The agent gets better because it's running locally and keeping state. You're not paying per API call, you're not losing context between sessions, and the model's learning your patterns.
Exactly. That's the product story. Not, we made tokens faster. You can now run an agent that learns your workflow, keeps your data safe, and doesn't cost you $100 a month in API fees.
Okay, that's actually compelling.
Right? And OpenClaw, 380,000 stars on GitHub, largest AI project on the platform, gets the same treatment. Windows app, one-click setup on 24 plus GB RTX. That's adoption at scale if it works.
The collaboration angle is worth noting. NVIDIA working with Llama.cpp and VLLM, not forking them or locking the optimizations behind a proprietary runtime. That's a different bet than the usual NVIDIA move.
It's a bet that the ecosystem matters more than the lock-in. If Llama.cpp and VLLM stay the standard runtimes, NVIDIA wins by making sure RTX is the best place to run them, versus trying to own the runtime and losing developers to open source alternatives.
Exactly. And it works. If I'm building an agent and I know RTX gets 50% better throughput out of the box with tools I already use, I pick RTX. NVIDIA doesn't need to own the tool. They just need to own the silicon.
So the actual ship here is faster inference through kernel work, easier setup through one-click integration, and a real product story around local first agents that keep data on device. That's a win.
Yeah. It's not a new model, not a new capability, not even a new framework. It's infrastructure getting out of the way. And that's exactly the kind of thing that actually drives adoption.
If you've got an RTX GPU with 24 gigs or more, Hermes Agent and Perplexity Portable Computer are both worth trying in September. Hermes OneClick should be live soon, and Portable Computer is shipping this month on Windows and Linux. The install is literally a click.
And if you're already running llama.cpp or VLLM on RTX, you're probably already getting the speed bump just from the kernel updates. Check your token throughput. If it's up 30 to 50 to 50%, that's the optimization landing.
That's it. Local AI just got cheaper and easier, and neither of those things is a headline until they compound.